Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Wrapping up the week on KISM with the 9:30 Knucklehead. Okay, thank you for your votes via phone and some on the email as well. Our runners up today, let's begin in Canada with the lawmaker who zoomed into a parliament meeting from a bathroom stall, 55-year-old guy. They were debating a bill while this guy was, I don't know what he was, I'm not sure what he was doing in that bathroom stall.
Hey, why can't you spin it the other way? He was so dedicated to being present for this vote, he didn't want to miss a word of the debate.
That's right. He ended up apologizing, and then another lawmaker suggested he be held in contempt of the House. Then we got the woman who had the tantrum. This woman needed a bathroom in the middle of the Walmart for what she did.
Yeah, she made the aisle her bathroom. This is after she stripped naked and decided to urinate all over the floor at 6:30 in the morning when she couldn't find condoms that she was looking for. But, John, I guess, you know, wildness in the aisles of Walmart has just kind of become the commonplace.
It's expected.
And it doesn't take home the crown today.
No, I think if you're in a Walmart in the odd hours, you know, between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., and you see a woman taking a leak in one of the aisles, I don't even think you raise your eyebrows. You just like, yeah.
Turn your cart around and go to the next aisle.
Sure, sure. Count on that. Our 9:30 Knucklehead winner, all we got to do to find the winner this week is look to the back of a U-Haul truck.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
In OMAC, on the highway there, where cops pulled over a guy driving a U-Haul truck with the back end hanging open. The reason it was hanging open was because there was an SUV in the U-Haul, and it didn't fit all the way in the U-Haul. So the rear end of the SUV, the back two tires, are hanging out of the U-Haul.
I love that he felt secure enough that he secured it with one good strap and said, yeah, that'll ride.
It should go. She should hold. Well, it did, you know, to that point. But the cop wasn't going to let him test it anymore.
Yeah.
Because he shut the whole show down right there. They got the SUV out of the U-Haul. And then they took the U-Haul and they took the SUV and they took this guy's license. He was fined $139 and his license suspended.
Guy goes wire to wire from Monday to Friday, the 9:30 Knucklehead.
From the state of Washington, thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Yeah, they got the Knucklehead Red. You can get that pouring right there. Or maybe take home a growler, get some live music this weekend, and always something good to eat at anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 9:30 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.